This is Radio Nepal. I'm Sri Sena Basula with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli departs to USA for 79th UN General Assembly. Communication Minister Prithvi Subbagurung vows that ministry would fully cooperate for the upliftment of Nepali film industry. And Chinese megacity Shanghai battered by second typhoon days after hit by strongest storm in 75 years. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has departed today to attend the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly at the UN headquarters in New York of USA. Prior to his departure, the Prime Minister was bid farewell by Speaker of the House of Representatives Devaraj Khemeri, Chairperson of the National Assembly Narayan Prasad Dahal, Constitutional Body Heads, Deputy Prime Ministers Prakash Man Singh and Bishnu Paudel, Ministers, Parliamentarians and High Officials. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Prime Minister Oli will attend the opening session of the general debate on the 24th of September, followed by the reception to be hosted by the President of the United States, Joe Biden, on 25th of September. While in New York, the Prime Minister will address the Summit of the Future as the Chair of the Global Coordination Bureau of Least Developed Countries. Similarly, the Prime Minister will have a meeting with the Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, and is scheduled to hold bilateral meetings in the margins of the UN General Assembly. The Prime Minister is scheduled to return to Kathmandu on 30th of September. Meanwhile, in the absence of Prime Minister Oli, President Ramchandra Paudel has given the responsibility of acting Prime Minister to Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development, Prakash Man Singh. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurung has said that the film sector has an incomparable contribution in the transformation of society. Speaking at the Program of Cultural Transformation Award 2024 organized by the Film Development Board today, Minister Gurung vowed that the ministry would fully cooperate for the upliftment of the film industry, informing that the policy of Film Development Board will be revised by incorporating necessary suggestions. Minister Gurung further said that movies are an effective medium that indirectly plays an important role in the transformation of society. In the event, the Film Development Board honored the Nepali movie Balidan with this year's Cultural Transformation Award 2024. The board has also decided to annually honor the film that contributes to cultural transformation by promoting nationalism, social justice, freedom of speech, human dignity and value that enhances the ideological and emotional awakening in the society. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudel has said that doctors are not allowed to work in private hospitals and clinics during their duty hours in the government hospitals. Talking to journalists today, the minister said that doctors should be available when working in the government hospital. Minister Paudel informed that the guidelines issued by the ministry a few days ago are in the process of implementation in hospitals and departments. The health minister stated that the government is committed to solving and managing the problems seen in the health sector. Ministry for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari has said that the government is with the industrialists. Speaking at the 45th Annual General Meeting of the Industry and Commerce Association of Lalitpur, Minister Bhandari said that the government and the private sector should work together. Minister Bhandari informed that during the process of creating the Ministry Reform Action Plan, the suggestions from individuals across all sectors have been solicited. The minister also stated that the government will take necessary steps to address the financial crisis that businessmen are facing due to the ongoing economic recession. CPN Maoist Center Chairperson Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said the significance of declaring Nepal as a zone of peace has been increasing. Receiving the memorandum submitted by the Zone of Peace campaign established from the citizen level, Leader Dahal opined that the time has come to push for the Zone of Peace proposal to protect the national autonomy. Stating the importance of Zone of Peace proposal is increasing for the protection of national independence, Chairperson Dahal said the Zone of Peace proposal could be an important agenda for saving the nation in the present world politics scenario. Earlier on Thursday, submitting the memorandum to Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli, the campaign urged the Prime Minister to raise this voice in the United Nations General Assembly. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Roads and neighborhoods in Shanghai has flooded on Friday as the Chinese megacity was battered by a second typhoon days after it was hit by its strongest storm in 75 years. According to state-run Xinhua News Agency, Typhoon Pulasan made a landfall on Thursday night in the city's Fengxian district with a maximum wind speed of 23 meters per second. Although the downpours continued in the city on Friday morning, the storm is forecasted to gradually weaken as it moves inland. Parts of Shanghai upgraded their typhoon alert levels as the storm approached the city on Thursday. Pulasan came days after Typhoon Bebinca wreaked havoc on Monday as the strongest storm to hit the megacity since 1949. Israel has carried out extensive airstrikes on southern Lebanon, saying its warplanes have hit more than 100 Hezbollah rocket launchers and other terrorist sites, including a weapons storage facility. The BBC quoted the Israel Defense Force as saying the launchers were ready to be fired against Israel. No casualties have been reported so far. Lebanon state-run national news agency said that Israel carried out at least 52 strikes in the south of the country on Thursday evening. Meanwhile, Hezbollah said that it had also launched strikes on military sites in the northern Israel. The Israeli air strikes, which lasted more than 2 hours, were some of the most intense of the recent conflict. The death toll from Myanmar's flood has risen to 293, with 89 people still missing. The Xinhua quoted the state-run daily, The Mirror reported, as saying the floods have affected dozens of townships in the regions and states across the country, including Nepi Thao Union Territory. A total of over 161,000 flood victims from 47,000 households were taking shelters at 425 relief shelters. The widespread flooding in the Southeast Asian countries was caused by heavy rains triggered by Typhoon Yagi and a deep depression in the Bay of Bengal. Local authorities, rescue organizations, and residents are working together to clean flood-affected areas, provide health care, and distribute food and other essential items for the flood victims. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi, Bagmati and Karnali province and at a few places of Gandaki province, including one or two places of rest of the country. At present there is an influence of monsoon air across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli departs to USA for 79th UN General Assembly. Communication Minister Prithvi Subbagurung vows that ministry would fully cooperate for the upliftment of Nepali film industry. And Chinese megacity Shanghai battered by second typhoon days after hit by strongest storm in 75 years. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.